An issue with hydrogen sulfide and some natural gas produced by North Dakota wells could possibly lead to a value-added product for agriculture. About a dozen wells owned by Enerplus Resources in Dunn County were found to have H2S.
They got kicked out of the gathering system.
State Mineral Resources Director Lynn Helms says the midstream companies don't want hydrogen sulfide. He told the Industrial Commission Enerplus bought sulfur treatment equipment to install on those wells. The company would be allowed to flare the gas when the equipment needs repair. Helms said it would be for a 2-year test period. But there is a possibility that captured sulfur can be used by farmers. Helms says gas plants are losing $50 a ton if they capture the sulfur, but at the same time, it's expensive for farmers to buy it.
So one of the things that we're going to be asking Enerplus is the liquid here that you use to remove the H2S, rather than dispose of it, might we be able to turn that into an ag input? Could we move it to a place where we need sulfur in the soil and actually use it?
The Industrial Commission supported the 2-year trial with the provision that research be done on the capture and use of sulfur. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.